Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Father, we confess our sins. God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please take the insert for the second Sunday in Lent as we chant the introit.
His covenant forever, the word that he commanded for a thousand generations.
Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous words that he has done. His miracles and and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul,
through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday in Lent is from Genesis chapter 12. The Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people that they had acquired in Haran. And they set out to go to the land of Canaan. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on, still going toward the Negev. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please turn in the front of your hymnals to Psalm 121. We chant responsively by whole verse.
I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come?
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber.
For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but trusts him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Lenten verse on page 157.
According to St. John, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered him, are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Son of Man is lifted up so that looking to Him, we have life. During the 40 days of Lent, as we focus on who Jesus is and what He has done, we have before us a famous scripture text, sometimes called the Gospel in the Nutshell, in John chapter 3. And during the 40 days of Lent, we are called to recall the faith of Abraham and how Paul calls us to have the same faith in the Son of Man lifted up on the cross. As we look at the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and how they speak and work in our lives, we first have to consider the promise made to Abraham and the fulfillment of that promise in the book of Romans. Promise that was made to Abraham in Genesis is that he would be a great nation and in his seed all the nations of the world would be blessed. Abraham would eventually have Isaac and then Jacob, and from Jacob the 12 tribes. And from his seed all the nations of the world would be blessed through the line of Judah in the seed to come, our Lord Jesus Christ, the seed of Abraham. It is true, there are millions of people descended from Abraham. The promise was fulfilled. But St. Paul wants us to recognize that because the seed of Abraham, our Lord Jesus Christ, is the focus of our faith and was the focus for Abraham even 4,000 years ago, that he believed God and it was reckoned and counted to him as righteousness. Abraham looked for the seed of the woman to come, who would come from his descendants, that is our Christ Jesus. And the Apostle Paul calls us to have faith in that seed, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we have faith in him, we are declared righteous and justified. Righteousness is credited to our account through faith. This is really what Lent is all about. This is what Holy Week is all about. Looking to Jesus, the Son of Man, lifted up, and having a faith like Abraham. You know, it's always been true that people have been saved by faith. Abraham, Moses, Daniel, David, all are saved by faith in God's work. It being counted to us as righteousness is the description of the whole work of Christ as the atoning sacrifice for our sin. So today, as we are in the middle of the 40 days of Lent, let's consider from John chapter 3, why the Son of Man was lifted up so that we might have eternal life. Let us consider God the Father loves us, God the Son saves us, God the Holy Spirit sanctifies us. From John chapter 3, we begin with God the Father loves us. God so loved the world. The word love is agape, unconditional love for all people everywhere. He loved the world. Now, sometimes in the Bible, world means planet Earth, but here he means the people that live on planet Earth. God so loved, in agape, the whole world, people of all races, all nationalities, and all colors of skin, and all languages. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Here we see a reference to the deity of Christ. Jesus has been and always will be the Son of God in eternity before he ever became flesh. He is true God, the Son of God, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit. It is that true Son who, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit, created the whole world. God gave his Son so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Whoever believes in him means trusting that that work that Christ did at the cross was for me, for you. As Luther reminds us, it would be meaningless to tell people about Christ and his love unless we added these words, for you, given and shed for you, for me. Our Lord Jesus Christ wants us not to perish in hell, but to have eternal life in heaven. Nobody believes in hell today. Everybody believes in heaven, but no one really fathoms what hell is. Hell is being eternally separated from God. Now, when people on earth say, God, I don't want you in my life. Get out of my life. Leave me alone. They say, God, I don't want you in my life. Well, hell, God gives them what they wish. You won't have me in your life at all for eternity. Hell means separation from God eternally. Whereas heaven, eternal life, is a gift that we have in Christ that we already have now. Being saved from hell and being brought to heaven is why Christ came. Now, heaven is the opposite of hell. Heaven is being with the Lord and the saints and angels forever in heaven. Did you realize that you already have eternal life now? You have eternal life now. And so when you die and your soul goes to be with Christ in heaven and they bury your body in the ground, when Christ comes and your body is raised, soul and body is reunited to be with the Lord in heaven forever. But we have eternal life now. This is why we're not afraid to die, because we've already died with Christ in our baptism. We have eternal life now. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Now, it is true, Judgment Day is coming. And the goats will be on the left. And they will be judged to depart into the hell prepared for the devil and his angels. That day is coming. Judgment Day will come upon all unbelief and violence and wickedness of mankind. But the reason Jesus came into the world was to save the world through him. The reason why the Father sent his Son was that the Father sent his Son to spend time with us as sinners. There's a reason why Jesus ate with tax collectors and sinners. There's a reason why Jesus let sinful soldiers nail him to the cross. He came for sinners, that we might be saved through him. God the Father gave his Son into death, and God's wrath is placed upon Christ rather than be placed upon us. God the Father loves us and has sent Jesus as the atoning sacrifice for our sin. Never doubt God the Father's love for you. He created you, and he gave his Son for you. The Father loves you. Secondly, God the Son saved you. We continue in John 3. Nicodemus came to Jesus at night. He says, Rabbi, teacher, you are from God. Now, because Nicodemus was one of the rulers of the Jewish people, he was afraid to come to Jesus during the day, so he came at night. At least he came secretly. He calls Jesus Rabbi, a teacher from God, and he's right about that. He says, the signs that you do, that is, the Jesus' miracles of having given sight to the blind and healing the deaf man, show that God is with you. Nicodemus properly understood and called Jesus teacher, that Jesus had come from the Father. Now, if God loves you and Jesus saved you, what does Jesus mean when he says, we speak what we know, we bear testimony to what we have heard? Some people miss what this is speaking about. This is speaking about the Holy Trinity. Within the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, there's this interrelation of speaking God's word. We speak, Jesus means what we know, means the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three persons of the Trinity, are speaking the same. In the Bible, God's word comes from the Father to the Son, through the Holy Spirit to the apostles, written down in the Bible, and that's what you're hearing right now. We speak, Jesus is saying, within the Holy Trinity, of that which we've seen and bear testimony to. Now, it's true, Jesus gives earthly parables with heavenly meanings, and we spend our whole life studying the parables of Jesus, the earthly parables with heavenly meanings. But Jesus truly is the one who descended from heaven in his incarnation, and us send it back to the Father in heaven in his glorious return. The Father sent Jesus down, Jesus returned, and now he is our intercessor before the throne of the Father. By the way, when Jesus calls himself the Son of Man, this is used in the book of Daniel to describe the Messiah, the Christ upon the clouds with the angels, and coming on the last day in glory to raise the dead. This is the Son of Man. And when he says the Son of Man will be lifted up on the cross, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, of course we're taking back to the books of Moses. You recall the people had rebelled, and so they were stung by snakes and began to die. God commanded Moses to make a bronze serpent and set it on a stake, on a pole. All who looked up would be saved. Jesus uses this as a type of his own crucifixion. Jesus would be lifted up on the cross, that all who would look and believe in him will be saved and have eternal life. There's a reason why churches have crosses and crucifixes that you look up to. Just as the people looked up to the bronze serpent on the pole, we look up to Christ, the Son of Man crucified for us on the cross. We look up to him and we are saved. Our Lord Jesus Christ offered the atoning sacrifice for our sins upon the cross. And in reality, he's lifted up on the cross to crush the real serpent, Satan, to destroy death by dying, to take our sin upon himself, bear the curse so that the blessing of God can come upon us. God's wrath fell upon Jesus. God's mercy now falls upon us. God the Father loves you. God the Son saved you. God the Holy Spirit sanctifies you. Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you." Whenever Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you," we stop and we listen. I say to you, you must be born again or born from above to enter the kingdom of heaven. When Jesus says, "Truly, truly," that means we stop and we listen. God the Holy Spirit is the reason why we have any faith at all. God the Holy Spirit creates faith in us so that we are born again. Now, it can be called born again or born from above. And what this means is this. You had your earthly birth when you came from the womb of your mother. You have your heavenly birth when you're born in the womb of the Holy Christian Church in baptism. Earthly birth, heavenly birth. Born of water and the Spirit, the faith that is engendered in us through water and word in holy baptism, that we would enter the kingdom of God. Countless Christians have been baptized at that font, at fonts all around the world, where the holy name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit was placed upon you. I know the date of my baptism. I still have my baptismal certificate. Hopefully you still have yours. Being born again of water and the Spirit means having faith in Christ Jesus. And by the way, we don't create faith in us. The Holy Spirit creates faith through the Word of God in us. The Word of God that's read here and that you read, the world doesn't recognize through that Word the world was created. The Word of God is powerful. St. Paul describes the difference between the old Adam and the new man. Old Adam, that which is the flesh is that original sin we inherited from our parents, turned in on ourselves, rebelling against God. Being born of the Spirit, new man, that which is spirit, so that you have the Holy Spirit and you have faith and peace and joy and hope and life and light because you have the Holy Spirit. Jesus describes the Holy Spirit as like a wind. You go outside in the spring and in the summer and the wind is blowing. You can't see it, but you can feel it. You can see the leaves in the wind. The Holy Spirit is invisible, but you see how the Spirit is working in the lives of people wherever he will. It's a great mystery. We translate the Bible into all the languages of the world, and people are coming to faith all around the world, and all around the earth, the Spirit is working. It's a beautiful mystery. He works through the means of grace. He's going to come to us through water and word to touch us. The preaching and teaching of the Word of God to your ears and mind and heart, receiving His body and blood in Holy Communion, and clinging to the words of absolution, the Holy Spirit engenders faith for you to believe that Christ is the atoning sacrifice for your sin. You have eternal life now, and you are a co-heir with Christ now. So, in conclusion, during these 40 days of Lent, let us rejoice in the mysterious way that God continues to work in our lives. That God the Father does love you. God the Son has saved you. God the Holy Spirit sanctifies you. And every time you look at a cross or a crucifix or wear it around your neck, remember that everyone who looks up to the Son of Man lifted up on the cross and has faith in Him will have and does have eternal life. May the Son of Man fill your heart with faith and joy and peace during the 40 days of Lent. God grant this for Jesus' sake and for our edification. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Page 158, we stand to confess the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge
judge our laws. Enable us to be good and responsible citizens. Let's bless all police and firefighters, those who serve in the military, Eli, Courtney, Danny, Mike, Emily, Alex, and Ricardo. Be with all those suffering in our communities from the tornadoes these past weeks, the earthquakes overseas. Grant, Lord Jesus Christ, that you guide those in the civil realm for peace and quietness of our lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, be near to the sick and the suffering. Bless Christopher Tomlinson, Candy Darmody, Lindsay Shen, Tim Anderson, Bill Osborne, all who are in need of healing and strength. Grant this according to your divine promise and according to your will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, Nicodemus was led by the word of Jesus to the cross and to Christ's resurrection. Grant that we would have a faith of all, along with all believers, to trust in your word and receive Christ's body and blood in the sacrament for forgiveness, life, and salvation. This week, be with Cliff and Beth Brown, Vern and Susie Ramsey as they celebrate their anniversary, and with Callahan Rohde, Stephen Ameth, Lalani Beecham, Suzanne Fink, Arlisa Tarver, June Wente, Paul Bashour as they celebrate their birthday and baptism. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, you give life to the dead. You are faithful to people of all ages in the body of Christ and give us life. Comfort us as we await your final victory over death. Grant us, Father, true saving faith for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
As we gather the offerings, please take a pad at the end of the pew, tear off a sheet to fill out, especially your name, and if you're communing today, completed sheets can be placed in the baskets in the narthex as we depart. We gather the offerings. You may be seated.
Sing offertory page 159. We stand to sing.
I will take a
me with you. That we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
To bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentance, joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us of the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name of the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Mercy,
and by your grace, I serve you in the true faith. true faith and body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. We stand to sing.
Thank you.
give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.